rains, how it pours. Throw on your clothes, a second sight of Surfer Rosa. Now you leave me, yeah, you leave me.
Welcome, 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 welcome. The day way. Look, I'm still sick, guys, all right? Yesterday, I powered through an ROTC. That's because I tried to rest, and before and after, I put all my energy in. Today, I figured I'm going to try to do day wave. Look, we'll see. I don't think I'm going to make it the full 2 hours. I'm just letting you know right off the bat. I doubt that I'm going to make it the full 2 hours. But, yeah, I mean, look, my fever's gone. So that's the good news. The good news is that at least I think, last I checked, my fever's gone. I still feel like crap. Still kind of got the residual achiness. The residual ouchies. And somewhat of a cough, not a terrible cough, but just all over feeling like poopy. Did it feel worse than normal flu? I don't know if I have the coronavirus. That's the other thing. It's like everyone immediately assumes, yeah, it's coronavirus. Maybe I do. I don't fucking know. I know that I never felt bad enough. That's not true. When my fever was really bad, I was like, if it doesn't go under 102, if soon I'm going to go to the doctor or to the hospital. But it broke. It went under. And then now, last I checked, I was 98.7. So normal temperature. But I figured I'd do my best just to let you guys know that I'm alive, But yeah, the fever was, and by the way, getting tested for the coronavirus isn't easy. Like, it's not like you go to the doctor and go, one coronavirus test, please. They don't just do it. You have to meet a certain criteria. And even if you meet a certain criteria, at least because they don't have a bunch of testing kits, unless you're like in dire straits, which is a good band. But unless you're in dire straits, like, they don't really test you. So. And somebody in the chat's like, you should have wiped everything down on the airplane. I did. I bought fucking disinfectant wipes and I wiped everything down. The tray table, my seats, the seat belts. Some fucking good it did me. Coronavirus is not the simple flu. You feel real ass fucked if you have. But that's not true. There's people that have the coronavirus that are asymptomatic. I mean, trust me, I've been reading about it. What else have I nothing better to do? There's people that have the coronavirus and say it was no worse than the flu. There's some people with the coronavirus that said it felt like a cold. There's some people that got tested for the coronavirus think that they're dead. So it really depends on the person. So that's not necessarily true. It's really not. And I've had some flus where I felt like fucking dying. So I don't know, man. Royce, the XFL is canceled. I'm sad. Yeah, the XFL is canceled. That fucking Vince's has to be fucking pissed. One step too far. We appreciate the game time spirit of a champion. That's right. Hope you're better Monday. Hope the special candy I sent up to recover from the muscle pain. I haven't been in the P.O. box, but I'll check. Look, I'm trying, guys. All right. I am trying. The achiness is probably the worst. Mostly because you can't get comfortable when you're in bed. You know what I mean? You've all been sick. It feels like the flu. Whatever I have just feels like the flu. So. And obviously, if you've ever been sick, like the mornings are always the worst. Yeah, like the worst part about it was the beginning when I got the fever. Like I woke up shivering, like literally shivering. And it's not cold here, so. I have a little bit of a sore throat, but I think it was just from coughing. So, yeah, I don't know, man. But yeah, we're not watching a movie today, mostly because I don't think I'm going to make it the full 2 hours, especially if you guys want me to do an ROTC. I doubt I'm going to make it the full 2 hours. Get your donations in early. There's a lot of some other people, like some fucking people like, yeah, you didn't look too sick. I just think you're just being lazy. Yeah, you're right. I don't like to make money. I like to not make money because I get sick days. Shut up. But yeah. So now, you know, everything's been wiped down in the fucking house. I don't know. I've quarantined myself. But I figured, you know, studio's in the house and yeah, I could talk to you guys. But it's a dry cough. Yeah, I know it was a dry cough. It's not a productive cough, as the kids say. So, I don't know, man. Again, you know, you're getting me at about 60% today. I mean, I'm sorry, but it's that or nothing. It's that or nothing. And if you want me to do an ROTC, I'm going to have to take a nap after this. Because if not, I don't even know what to tell you. I really don't. I really, really don't. All right, we got some donations. Let's see what they are. I'm going to do my best, guys. I promise.
Whoa! Look at that.
Welcome back. If you took Theraflu, tell me how your balls feel. I stocked up for the panic trying to gauge my future fertility.
I did take Theraflu, actually.
Whoa! Look at that.
Will money make you feel better? Probably not if it's only $3.
That's true. That made me feel a little bit better. $3 happier than I was before.
Whoa! Look at that.
May we all chant this to ward away Corona from Royce and ourselves.
I don't know. What are you going to play?
Corona, go!
Corona, go!
Go, Corona!
Go, Corona!
Corona, go!
Corona, go!
Go, Corona!
Go, Corona!
Go, Corona!
Go, Corona!
Go, Corona!
Go, Corona!
Corona, go!
Corona, go!
Corona, go!
Corona, go!
Corona, go!
Corona, go!
Go, Corona!
Go,
Corona! Makes you wonder if Weird Al's going to do like a My Corona song. You know what I mean? I feel like now's the time. Strike while the iron is hot. You know, my Corona. You could have that one, Weird Al. That one's on the house. Just kind of feel like it would be a good time, right? He's made songs about things before that are terrible. Sounds like a really good idea. Someone tell Weird Al. Weird Al said it wouldn't be in poor taste. Shut up, Weird Al. I fucking dare you. Nothing's in poor taste. Weird Al said he wouldn't. Well, there you go. Styx did it? Ugh, fucking, what a loser. Swear to God. Anyway. I'm really sorry, guys. I can't imagine that I sound too enthusiastic.
Whoa!
And this isn't going to help.
Look at that.
1986 was quite the year.
It's a Hamburger the Movie bullshit again. I don't know why I keep with this.
That bastard Druten's behind this.
Goddamn Hamburger the Movie is going to haunt me for the rest of my goddamn days. Yeah, so like everything is shut down. Like the March Madness has been canceled. Skankfest has been canceled, which sucked because I had to fucking get my refunds for the hotels and for the flights. So we took care of that. Luckily, because there was a presidential decree, the airlines had to give refunds, which not even a real refund. They gave me credit for future flights, which whatever, we'll use them. And the Airbnb also gave me the refund, so I don't know, man. But, like, everything's canceled. And you could always tell it's bad whenever something is really bad is when Disney World closes. I know Disneyland closed, but Disney World is closing March 15th through the end of the month. Whenever Disney World closes, it's serious shit going on. It's just how it is. That place doesn't fucking even close for hurricanes. Like, tropical storms don't mean jack shit to Disney World. So everything's canceled. And for whatever reason, places are running out of toilet paper. Good luck finding baby wipes on Amazon. I mean, luckily, I have a fucking stockpile of them. But you can't get baby wipes. You can't get hand sanitizer. People are fucking panicky Pete's. They really are. Look at me. I'm sick. I'm not panicking. I'm whining. I'm complaining. I have ouchies. I have ouchies all over. Honestly, the worst part for me has definitely been the achiness. Like, the achiness is just can't get comfortable. Like, that to me is fucking terrible. I could deal with most things, but that is just, whew. Achy all over. Look, I got some stuff. We're going to get through this one way or the other. I'm going to do my best to get as long as I can today. And then I could also do ROTC. Because at least ROTC, I got merch and he could, you know, got bounce off of somebody. Could take some breathers. Oh, no, I don't have any trouble breathing. It's not the coronavirus. I don't think. I mean, breathing fine, so. I'm breathing okay for now. I'll let you know what's the worst that happens. I die. You know, I had a good run. You know? I had a good run. What are you going to do? I'm going to cry about it? All right. Let's hopefully bring a little positivity into our world today. And there's only one way I know to bring positivity into our world. For your achy, breaky heart, thank you, Thrill Kill Jake.
Hi, it's me, Thomas, and today I'm just letting you know that E3 2020 is canceled, and it's a disappointment. I was hoping, like, if it was there without the outbreak that happened, then we would see Splinter Cell 7 there, and I would be very happy. But I hope they announce it soon, Splinter Cell 7, yes. But it's not going to be an E3 2020 since it's canceled. It's a bummer. Mm-hmm. And also, yes. I work until 10:30 a.m. and also I'm off tomorrow.
AGG says, ugh, not this guy again. Everybody shame AGG. Everybody let him know about our rules about disparaging comments against Thomas Murphy and how we do not put up with that here on Daywave. There will be no negativity towards our boy Thomas. Do you understand? You can make fun of me. I really don't care. You can make fun of me if you want. I don't give a shit. You can make fun of most things that I love. You can make fun of most things that I love. But I swear to God, if you talk down, I'd rather get the coronavirus and hear one more negative word about my boy Thomas. Do you understand me? You think I'm playing? I'm not playing.
Soon. Splinter Cell 7. Yes. But it's not going to be an E3 2020 since it's canceled. It's a bummer. Mm-hmm. And also, yes. I work at until 10:30 a.m. and also I'm off tomorrow, so I can do the $10 bus card renewal because it will expire in 2020 May. It will expire.
Get it taken care of.
Mm-hmm. Because I need to get that taken care of. Mm-hmm. And I might try their Wendy's breakfasts. Yeah, I'm just gonna try a sausage biscuit. Mm-hmm. And the potato.
I had some Wendy's breakfast. It's not bad.
Things. I might try their coffee too. Cheaper than Starbucks. So comment down below if that's true, if Splinter Cell 7 will be announced for Xbox One, but it will not be at E3 2020. So, I guess we're going, so I gotta go to work. So, bye. Bye.
And look, Thomas is worried about the things you should be worried about. You know, how it's going to affect his life. How it's going to affect his daily life. He's been looking forward to E3. He wants to know if there's going to be a new Splinter Cell.
It's me, Thomas, and also in 2002... When I saw the lemon tree commercial, like, in 2002, before I moved here, when I saw people, like, closing the doors on me, I was really mad, so I was, like, punching the TV a lot, like, smacking it. Hitting a TV. But it didn't break. It was, like, one of those older TVs, yes. That's what I did.
Wait, what made him hit the TV in 2002? What kind of commercial?
It's me, Thomas, and also in 2002, when I saw the lemon tree commercial, like, in 2002, before I moved here, when I saw people, like, closing the door.
A lending tree commercial?
Doors on me, I was really mad, so I was, like, punching the TV a lot, like, smacking it. Hitting a TV. But it didn't break. It was, like, one of those older TVs, yes. That's what I did. And also, that was back in 2002. But I'm going to think about it right now. Just so you know, I do not recommend the KFC chicken and donuts sandwich.
Me neither. Doesn't that sound disgusting? Don't get me wrong. I like chicken and I like donuts. But what the fuck? Those two things don't go together.
Because it was, like, very drippy. It was, like, messy. Yes. The flavors didn't go very well. It didn't go very well. It's not a good idea. Like I said, I mean, it's a bad idea that what KFC did. So I would avoid that one at all costs. No,
I'm with you, Thomas. Thomas gives good advice.
No, I do not recommend that. No. And, the 13th of Friday, I'm off, so I'll call my Aunt Lisa, and I might try to win these breakfasts. Yes, like the sausage biscuit. I think our coffees are a lot cheaper than Starbucks.
Wait a second. Today's the 13th. Today he's off.
Please leave your message.
But his phone's not on. Or he might still be sleeping.
It is. And what else am I? Oh, yeah. I work Saturday, yes. Then next week is a spring break on MTV, yes. I hope they have that, yes. Don't forget the lyrics. Karaoke at the beach. I'll do that in a future video, yes. It's going to be a future video. So comment down below if that's true, yes. Do not order the KFC chicken and donut sandwich because it's horrible. It's a bad idea. It's very messy, yes. It is. So, I guess we're going, so I gotta go. So, bye! Bye!
Thank you, Thomas. Very much appreciated. And he's right. Don't fucking have a chicken, have a donut. There's no need to have them together.
Hi, it's me, Thomas, and today is my old sister Susie's birthday, but she's not alive no more. And also, my mom told Susie that Thomas is moving here, yes, and you are not going to live in his bed with him.
Oh, we already saw that one. Thomas hasn't been that busy since I've been gone. Since you've been gone. Na, 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 na.
Whoa, look at Dave.
Hey Royce, I usually donate just the ROTC once a week, but I hope you feel better. There's a couple bucks if you have to go see a doctor or something.
Well, I appreciate it. I mean, I have insurance.
Whoa! Look at Dave.
Hey champ, here's some extra money for showing up to work sick.
Hey, somebody has to. I don't care if I get the office sick. The office being just me today, so. Just me. Holy shit, Royce looks sick. Yeah, thanks. I know I'm sick. I know I look like shit. I am very, very aware of my appearance. I know I'm sick. Trust me, I get it. I know I sound like diarrhea. Jesus Christ, I come and do a show and you guys get shit on me? This is what I get for trying. This is what I get. This is what I get for showing up while I'm sick. I get made fun of. I get put down. You make fun of my appearance. And it's like, oh, so I showed up to be made fun of. I get out of my deathbed to be here. Cold sweats. Achy. And this is how you thank me? This is how you thank me? I see how it is. I see how it is. All of you are mean people. It's. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone, guys. Would you like to go over the symptoms? I've already been through all this. I'm fine. I've already been through all this, PhD man. Shut up, Miami MILF. No one fucking asked you. The microphone. Well, the microphone's not sick yet. It will be, though, if I keep coughing into it. Look, I know what's going to make us feel better. I mean, at least make me feel better. You guys know that I love nothing more. Nothing more. Than parody songs. But out of the parody songs, what I love the very most is Christian parody songs.
You've got to know it's all about God's grace, about God's grace. Know your Bible. It's all about God's grace, about God's grace. It's in the Bible. It's all about God's grace, about God's grace. Read your Bible. It's
I already feel a little bit better
God's
now.
Grace, about God's grace.
Grace.
Yeah, it's pretty clear. This world is full of sin. But Jesus stands and knocking for you to let him in. Can't get to heaven any other way. It's all by grace and all through faith. When Jesus came to earth, your ransom did he pay. To call you out of darkness into the light of day. Now God is working in you, and he won't stop till every inch of you.
Now all of you suffer, because I have to suffer.
To the top. Yeah, my Jesus, he told me don't worry about your life. Just rejoice and be glad even when you encounter strife.
Alright, you happy you made fun of me now? You feel good about yourself?
He dresses and lilies and feeds all the sparrows too. In the same way our heavenly Father will care for you. Because you know it's all about God's grace, about God's grace. Know your Bible. It's all about God's grace, about God's grace. It's in the Bible. It's all about God's grace, about God's grace. Read your Bible. It's all about God's grace, about God's grace.
Huh? Huh? Still feel good about making fun of me? Does this make you feel good inside? Huh? If I'm sick, I'm going to make you emotionally sick.
But Christ will soon be back. Go ahead, he tells us we're expecting that. Keep on praying, spread the welcome back. Because I'm here to tell you, everyone should trust in Jesus, because his love will never stop. Yeah, my Jesus, he died.
Okay, I'm going to stop everything I'm doing. Kevin, what is it you want to send me, boo dude? What is it that you want to send me? And I just want to point something else up. Because of my interruption, I'm starting the song at the beginning. So you could blame him. What do you want to send me, brother? What is it? What's so life and death important? If I'm reading it, what do you want to know? What's so important that I need to know right now? Now we're starting the video again. Just again, keep that in mind. Okay, I'm aware of the coronavirus and the effects on the central nervous system and on the kidneys and on lung function and on liver function. I'm acutely aware of all those things. Now that you're telling me about my brainstem, because again, something that literally, if I have, which I don't think I have, But if I have, I literally can't control. You are going to now, while I'm doing my show, remind me that I may drop dead from a virus that I don't even know I have. We cool? Was that it? That I might die? Joke's on you. I might die no matter what. Cool? Thanks. We all feel better now. Hey, did you know that if you walk outside, you might get hit by a fucking bus? Hey, you know you get mad hit by a fucking meteor? Hey, you know that in your Chicago, you might get shot in the face? Jesus fucking Christ. By the way, it's not even like the coronavirus affects the neural, could affect your brainstem and you might die. It's not that, because, okay, I get it. But it'd be one thing if you could say that and then it was also, it might affect your brainstem, but if you get somewhere in time, they could prevent it from happening. According to everything that I've read, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. There's no cure for the coronavirus, right? So all they could do is mitigate symptoms, being that like a flu, or being that basically closely related to a flu. It is a type of flu, is what it is. So you're basically telling me information that whether I have it or not, and I do, but whether I have the information or not, it is absolutely useless. If I have it, I'm going to die. If it's going to happen to me, I'm going to die regardless. Whether I get to a hospital right now, or I got there 3 days ago, or a week from now. So there's literally nothing that can be done. So the point is to do what? To cause undue anxiety? We're good now, though, right? You're not going to die. Just be aware. So if I'm not going to die, and excuse me, this is going to be difficult because I'm sick. What's the fucking point? What's the fucking point? And I'm very sorry. I will admit that I might be moody and I might be cranky because I'm sick. But then what's the point? Now we're starting the song again, and people are going to suffer, and you all know who to blame for it. This is going to be worse. You're going to be wishing for your brainstem to die.
You've got to know it's all about God's grace. About God's grace. Know your Bible.
The whole thing.
It's all about God's grace.
All 3 minutes of it.
It's in the Bible. It's all about God's grace. About God's grace. Read your Bible. It's all about God's grace. About God's grace.
Grace, grace, grace.
Yeah, it's pretty clear. This world is full,
I feel better,
of sin,
already.
But Jesus stands and knocking for you to let him in. Can't get to heaven any other way. It's all by grace and all through faith. When Jesus came to earth, your ransom did he pay. To
thanks,
call
Kevin.
You out of darkness
into
the light of day. Now God is working in you, and he won't stop till every inch of you is perfect.
Oh, this is, by the way, this is Frozen Nation's fault.
Yeah,
he did give this video to me.
Just rejoice and be glad, even when you encounter strife. You know God dresses the lilies and feeds all the sparrows.
Don't tempt me, JJ. Don't you tempt me, JJ.
In the same way your heavenly Father will care for you. Because you know it's all about God's grace. About God's grace. Know your Bible. It's all about God's grace. About God's grace. It's in the Bible. It's all about God's grace. About God's grace. Read your Bible. It's all about God's grace. About God's grace. But Christ will soon be back. Go ahead, he tells us we're expecting that.
This is what they took from us. See, to give Kevin the gift. This is what they took from us.
Keep on praying, spread the welcome back. Cause I'm here to tell you, everyone should trust in Jesus, cause his love will never stop. Yeah, my Jesus, he died on the cross cause of all our sins.
came back to life again.
That kid's got a good dance, at least.
You've got to know it's all about God's grace. About God's grace. Know your Bible.
I mean, look, is the song terrible? Absolutely. But is it wholesome? Also, yes. Two things can be true. Is it corny AF? Of course. Is it wholesome AF? Also, of course. And look, it's just a bunch of white kids going to church. It's hard to hate on too much on it. Gotta be awesome. Gotta be awesome. Look, I guess I do have that brain stem disease. Gotta be honest. Gotta be honest. This is very, very what they took from us. I mean, notice something. This is whiter than a 1990s Pantene Pro-V commercial.
It's all about God's grace. About God's grace is in the Bible. It's all about God's grace. About God's grace. Read your Bible. It's all about God's grace. About God's grace. Because you know it's all about God's grace.
Sorry, I don't trust anyone with a sweater around their neck. Well, then you don't trust white. Which white people then?
About God's grace. Read your Bible. It's all about God's grace. About God's grace is in the Bible. It's all about God's grace. About God's grace. Read your Bible. It's all about God's grace. About God's grace.
Starring three generations of the Flanders family, seriously? There's no way they're called the Flanders. On top of everything, they're like Nettie Flanders? Seriously? I don't know. That kind of makes me like it a little bit more. All right, let's check some donations.
Whoa! Look at that.
Do you have reduced appetite? This sickness could be great for your diet.
No, yeah. When I had the fever, I was not hungry, like, at all. And then I tried to eat, like, one thing. And I felt fucking super nauseous. So, yeah, no, definitely reduced appetite for sure.
Whoa! Look at that.
Again, I implore everyone, we must chant this to ward away the illness that is plaguing. Royce.
Stay hydrated.
Corona, go!
Corona, go!
Go, Corona!
Go, Corona!
Shut up!
Go,
Corona! Go,
go, Corona!
Go, Corona!
Go, Corona!
Go, Corona!
Go, Corona!
Go, Corona!
Corona, go!
Corona, go!
Corona, go!
Corona, go!
Corona, go!
Corona, go!
Go, Corona!
Go, Corona!
Whoa! Look at that!
Good morning to my favorite Pakistani. I got here late. Why do you look and sound like crap? And why are you so sweaty? Your head is shimmering like a freshly polished bowling ball.
Whoa!
I think you know the answer.
Look at that.
So you're dying from coronavirus. Good. So you are coughing up blood. Good. Convulsing on the floor in extreme pain. Good. Get strong, lift weights, start a business.
I mean, I wouldn't recommend lifting weights when you feel like this. I can imagine you'll probably pass out. Probably would pass out, so I wouldn't recommend it. Corona, go! Now that's in my head. I hope you're happy. Yeah, I love the donation woman's voice, too. It is probably one of my favorites. All right, what's this?
There's nobody on overtime. There's nobody working on the weekends. There's a lot that could be done to have this done a lot sooner.
Steve?
And I'm here every day.
Well, she lives on the first floor, and so, I mean, I don't see...
I care about my other neighbors.
Well, it's scheduled. It's a contracted job. We don't tell the elevator company when to work their people. They submit a schedule to us. They said they could do the elevator in 6 weeks. So all we're trying to hold them to is meeting their deadline. As far as working, doing elevator repairs 6, 7, 8 o'clock at night, I don't see that as being a typical process, nor do I. Is it a typical process to be working on?
We've got to go now. I want to thank you both. Thank you. All right, it's back to you, Jim.
Holly, don't let her go away. Does she have a response to that? Is she still there?
What's that?
Did the lady just leave?
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad. We should have kept that discussion.
She's back if you want her.
Yes.
She heard you.
Yes.
What'd you like to know?
I'd like to know a response to what the gentleman said. The gentleman's a very effective spokesperson for the company, but obviously the people who live there are not satisfied with his explanation.
Right. So what do you want now?
Well, if I have to teach you how to be a reporter, Ollie, I'll do that later.
Oh, why don't you do that later, Jim? I think the lady expressed herself, and you're not here, you're there. Is there any question you'd like me to ask her?
No, I'll give you lessons on how to become a reporter later.
I'll give you some lessons on how to be an editor, because I was your boss once.
Yeah, you were, and are no longer. How did that happen?
I don't know.
Here's Annabelle DeMillo.
Hey, good morning.
Oof. I was your boss, not no longer. How did that happen? Oof. Oof. That boomer fight was fucking next level. There must have been something with these two before, too. You could tell there must have been something. Because that was personal as fuck. You saw that? Jesus Christ. You felt it too. He must not have liked his old fucking boss. Oof. But it's a good point. That guy's too old to be an on-the-street reporter. If he was the editor and he was a boss, and then that's basically a demotion, right? So he must have not done something right. Look, I'm not siding specifically with the anchor here. They both seem like assholes, but do either of them have a job after that? Probably the anchor. Probably keeps his job, I'd assume. It's New York news. Maybe not. I mean, this is older, so who knows? When was this from? 2001. So they're probably dead. So, yeah, here we go. We can watch that little last part again. I think it's worth it.
Yes.
She heard you.
Yes.
What'd you like to know?
I'd like to know a response to what the gentleman said. The gentleman's a very effective spokesperson for the company, but obviously the people who live there are not satisfied with his explanation.
Right. So what do you want now?
Well, if I have to teach you how to be a reporter, Ollie, I'll do that later.
Oh, why don't you do that later, Jim? I think the lady expressed herself, and you're not here, you're there. Is there any question you'd like me to ask her?
No, I'll give you lessons on how to become a reporter later.
I'll give you some lessons on how to be an editor, because I was your boss once.
Yeah, you were, and are no longer. How did that happen?
I don't know.
Here's Annabelle DeMillo.
Hey, good morning, Jim.
I don't know if there's an update. I guess I could look. Jim Ryan and Dick Oliver, Fox 5. Let's see. Maybe we could find something. Hold on. July 19, 2001, Ryan had an on-air argument with Dick Oliver during a segment on landlord-tenant disputes, an incident that would later inspire a series of sketches on Saturday Night Live, where cast member Bill Hader would portray elderly reporter Herb Welch. On September 11, 2001, Ryan was angry at Good Day New York during a commercial break at 8:48 a.m. when they cut to break New Shore and World Trade Center Tower 1 during burning during the tenure. In 2002, he had heart surgery. In 2005, he left Good Day New York. So he was still on there in 2005. And according to this, he's still alive. What about the other guy? Dick Oliver. Dick Oliver died. The other guy, the Dick Oliver died. And he retired a year later, and then he died in 2016. But I don't know if there's anything else, like, new. All right, look. We started watching this last day wave and we never got to finish it. And I'm really, really sorry. But don't worry, folks. We will finish it today.
Coming back at you with another YouTube video. If you haven't already,
my
please
life,
go ahead and
my
like.
My life's views, my beliefs.
And subscribe to my channel. We're going to be doing a lot more YouTube videos, getting a lot more good ideas from lots of different people. So getting really, really excited about this, getting more out there. I've already had over almost 400 people watch my very first video, and I'm over 300 views on my second video. My other ones are getting higher in views as well.
This one has 1,424.
And that's all thanks to you guys, so I think that's awesome. Also, I have my links in the bottom. Goofball. My links in the bottom with my Instagram and my page on Facebook. You're free to follow me or follow me on Facebook. So please go ahead and do that if you can. So this video is going to be talking about more about not just DDLG, more about what we do outside of the DDLG world. And as you can see, I am kind of cutesy today. Did my makeup even.
That's cutesy? You look like you got punched in the face.
But we're going to talk more about like the contract we have. And
you niggas have a contract? What is it, for fucking drywall?
Different rules and stuff like that we have. Right, Denny?
Yep. And this corresponds to both the DDLG and our BDSM lifestyle at the same time.
What is DDLG? Can somebody tell me? One of you fucking degenerates knows. What's DDLG? Daddy Dom Little Girl. I knew one of you fucking degenerates to know it was a trap. Everybody after him.
Time, but we orchestrated it together so that way she understands fully on all sides. So we kind of put to it and it's made into one.
Yep.
So, and set a contract.
Yep. This is my folder with my contract in it. It's Frozen. Yes, I'm obsessed with Frozen. I don't care. I am Elsa. I'm from Alaska. I'm Elsa. I'm convinced I'm Elsa.
Then fine. Let it go.
Let it go!
Oh.
Oh, God. That was terrible. Sorry. I had to have fun with that one. I can actually sing when I want to, but I don't really want to.
No, you can't.
Before she does that, I'm going to put a cap that says mute. Put seconds on that part. Because, wow. She can do better. She's not trying.
I'm not trying. I'm not trying at all right now. I've been singing since I was like, what, 5, 6?
Yep.
So I can actually sing. I just don't sing in a lot of in front of people because I get really, really nervous and have stage fright.
What does it put that as her interpretation of a deaf dying?
What? Meanie head.
Ew. Oh, and that turns them on? Oh, God, if they touch tongues, I'm checking out.
I like you that way. Okay, let's get started. Okay, so the way our contract works is basically we have what I agree to, kind of like my video.
In your Frozen notebook?
You know, what my role is.
Basically, the way we did the contract, yeah, we sat down and talked about it first. What her limits are, what she will do and not do.
Yep.
She looks like she has no limits or no boundaries.
Okay with doing.
I actually think you have that paper that's got all that on it.
Yeah, okay.
But basically what we did was we literally printed out kind of, because like I said, the DDLG part is separate from our sex side. So we have.
How is it separate from your sex side? All of this seems sexual. Like all of this seems sexual.
Rules for my DDL for our DDLG side,
yep.
And then we have rules for our BDSM and sex side of things. And what we did was on the sexual side of things, we actually printed out kind of like a checklist. What was it, like 5 pages long that we printed out? And basically, it has like different things that some BDSM people are into. Like, okay, there's choking, the severity of.
Well, I mean, can it be a 10? And can it be till you stop breathing?
choking also has like so severe you're turning blue, so on and so forth. Then you've got tying up, anal toys.
Have some of this for breakfast with your cup of coffee. You're welcome.
And stuff like public, fondling, stuff like that.
Public humiliation, that kind of.
Trust me, everything you do in public is humiliating.
A whole list of things, mm-hmm. and I printed it out and let her check what she's okay with and yeah. not okay with.
Like, I literally put, yes, I'm okay with that. There's a couple that I told him I was okay with, but we'd have to work up to that point. And
is one of them shutting the fuck up?
And then there's some that I told him absolutely not, period, whatsoever. Like,
Well, like, for example, like, say, pee play?
Yeah, like...
Ugh. Ew. Why do people like pee play? It's gross.
Or they refer to as golden showers.
Don't do that.
Yeah, absolutely not, was my response to that. I'm not kink shaming at all, to each their own.
Us
personally, we don't like that. We also don't like any type of...
That's how you spread the coronavirus.
Feces play or puke or anything like that.
Nothing like that.
We do like blood play.
So piss and poop gross you out, but you like blood play? I don't understand your thought process here, people. I really don't get it.
I drink his blood, he drinks mine, kind of.
I'm getting nauseous, and I don't know if it's my flu or fucking thinking of this.
Thing. So
but the way we do it, we keep it sterilized, mm-hmm. we keep it safe, it's yes. just between me and her.
And like I said before in my last video, he is a licensed phlebotomist, so...
So keep that in mind, guys. When you go to the doctor, or you're getting your blood taken somewhere, remember, they're into blood play, and they're probably taking shots of it, of your blood. So whenever you think you're seeing a medical professional, what you're really seeing is people like this.
My suggestion is if you are going to play with needles and or razor blades, stuff like that, make sure you know what you're doing and make sure it's...
Or like don't. Or just don't. There's always the option of just not.
Sterilize. He actually is also a licensed body piercer, which is...
Yeah, it's all checking out.
Part of the reason why he has his phlebotomy license, which is why it's safe for him. Yeah, if you want to show them, it's actually packaged in a nice little package, all sterile.
All gas sterilized.
We also have saline, that way we can, if we choose.
How bad were you molested when you, I mean, cause seriously, you must have been molested really hard. Because this isn't normal things that people should be into.
So we use the needle, we can clean it. But we usually never reuse the needle. I don't think we've ever reused the needle. We've always just, and it's the smallest gauge. This one is a 16 gauge, but the one we usually use is a 20 gauge, which is the smallest needle you can get when it comes to piercings usually, as far as the kits. And that's one we usually use when we do needle play.
Why? Why is it so difficult for you to come?
Everything's sterile. He knows how to do it, where to poke, and he knows like when to stop and that kind of thing. It's really weird because I'm actually terrified of needles because I also have rolling veins.
Oh, you have rolls on. What is that? Is that to make ravioli? Looks like a ravioli maker.
And, well, yeah, we also have this thing, too. I mean, I showed you that in the last video. It's kind of sharp, but goddamn, this thing is amazing. Like, literally, if you, like, it doesn't even hurt when you run it. Like, if you just do it gently across the back like this, like, you barely touch it, it doesn't hurt. It just kind of, what's the best way to describe it?
It's almost like acupuncture without the piercing.
Yeah.
It's just acupressure, especially if you know how and where. Oh. Girls, have your man get one of these.
Oh, my man. Oh, my goodness. Girls are...
No! Girls, don't.
Tell me what.
You will make your girl just shake with goosebumps.
Yeah, it's so true. It's so true.
And personally, guys, it's fun too.
Okay, so back to the contract. The way it works. Okay, so on our BDSM side.
Play the Jesus music again. This makes me sick. Hey, see, I told you guys wanted to go back to that.
Things. I have literally given up all control.
Yeah, guys, look, that's the truth. There's two Americas. There's two Americas. There's this America, and there's this America. You pick. You pick. Which one do you want?
Yeah, it's pretty clear.
You want this? Or do you want this? What do you want, guys? What do you want?
When Jesus came to earth, your ransom did he pay to call you out of darkness into the light of day. Now God is working in you, and he won't stop till every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. Yeah, my Jesus, he told me don't worry about your life. Just rejoice and be glad even when you encounter strife.
I love you just the way you are. You're beautiful. And we decided together. Well, actually, I decided I wanted to lose a little bit of weight. I do have asthma. So the heavier I am, the harder it is for me to do things. So just saying that really quick on that note. He also tells me when we go out. Do you have the wrist thing?
Yeah.
It's right here, right? Okay, so when we go out, another rule we have is this, and the way it works is
thank you, Atlas Report.
Can you put mine on too, please?
Well, you have to go there.
So it goes on the wrist like this. Well, maybe if it'll go in. There it goes. Yay. Yep, like this. And I stay by his side. In the public eye, the way we do it is if someone approaches me and
you walk around like that in fucking public,
wants to talk to me, I have to look at him and get permission to speak first and make sure he gives me the okay to go ahead and talk to this person.
And just so that way, in case a person is safe and mm-hmm. I know they're safe, but if I feel that they're a threat to her or to a situation that may cause, I will deny any verbal or any other kind of contact.
So no black guys.
Contact yep. whatsoever.
I also, in the public eye, have to ask permission to speak. If we go out to restaurants, he orders my food. I don't order my food. I don't order my drinks. He knows what I like.
Fuck it, beast.
He knows what I need. He knows when I need a little bit of my alcohol. So, and usually when we go out, like, okay, last month or a couple months ago. Yeah, that's what I was about to tell him. We went to Carrabba's, which is.
Ooh, fancy.
An Italian restaurant grill here.
Very good place.
Here, it's everywhere. It's a chain.
It's delicious. Oh my God. Like, probably the best place I've been to since I've been to Chattanooga. And we spent probably, what, $85 on the total meal? Well, he spent $85. But the way it works, but what he ordered me was he ordered me a tiramisu martini. That was freaking amazing. Then he ordered me the bruschetta. And
the Tuscan steak.
Well, the bruschetta was that.
These are trash people. These are fucking. These are people that think going to Carrabba's is a fancy meal.
Appetizer, Tuscan steak and mashed potatoes was my actual entree, and then I had a side salad as well, which I think it was Caesar.
Yeah.
And then for dessert, he ordered me a tiramisu dessert.
Yes, tiramisu.
Tiramisu.
There you go.
I'm getting used to it. But it was.
Wow, they're just dummies, huh?
Absolutely delicious. So, he orders my food. Another thing he does, too, is, let's see here, when we're out in the public eye, he's also in control of all the money as well. Like, I don't have to worry about, the only thing I do is he tells me how much I paid each bill. I go online, I log into the accounts. I pay it. But he's the one that tells me. He's the one that decides after everything is said and done with the bills, what we do afterwards. Like, okay, for example, this month.
But just for the record, I can actually handle paying out a car, but it just makes her feel, like, useful, so yeah. I let her...
It's kind of for his degenerate, and they are degenerate pieces of shit that they are, how they have this really weird traditional part of their life in terms of like the man being in control. It's kind of odd, right?
Yeah.
You know, paid bills on the card and, you know.
Because I do sometimes feel like, because I've touched on it before, but I am technically, quote, mentally disabled.
So he's banging a retarded broad?
So I can't work. Which means the only income I bring in.
I am technically mentally disabled. Is something I need on a t-shirt.
Is Social Security disability, which I absolutely hate because I've been working my entire life. Yeah. Literally, like, I fought him on this for how long?
Months.
Yeah, I fought him on this for months. I even still fight with him on this sometimes about working because I've literally always worked. And when I started.
Casper got a bingo. Disability was the last square he needed. Congratulations, Casper. That's a bingo for you, my friend.
I started having panic attacks to the point that I was breaking down at work and I couldn't interact with...
You also have fibromyalgia?
Busy crowd.
So eventually I told her to, that's it, you're done. You're not doing this no more.
And I literally broke down and cried. Like, I have fought with him on many occasions, even though I'm on disability, to even get a part-time job. Just so I could be helping out. He's like, you're doing enough as it is. You don't need to. I got this. So he's fully in charge of the money. We do, every month he does make sure he gets me alcohol.
I'm really curious what her mental disability is. Because if it's anxiety, that's not a mental disability.
Usually he does homemade zombies, which is Everclear, rum, grenadine, and some kind of juice.
Oh, okay. So that's healthy. So you're plying the retard with booze.
Orange juice mixed with a little bit of lime.
Yep.
There's different variations.
Yeah, and then he also gets me a couple boxes of wine as well. By the way,
they have shirts that say technically I'm mentally disabled. They're called corn T-shirts. That's very funny, Rob. That is very, very funny.
I'm going to put a warning out there for two things. One, we do not condone underage drinking whatsoever. We also do not condone cigarettes, but we do smoke them ourselves.
Oh, okay. But you have asthma, right? And I'm sure that that cigarettes are really, really good for your asthma. Let's get through some of those donations.
Whoa! Look at that.
It's a pretty sweet lifestyle. If she misbehaves, you can spank her hard legally and ground her.
Oh, I like
no
that.
No TV. Also, you send her to bed, and if she throws a tantrum, no dessert.
Okay.
Whoa,
you know, that's not bad.
Look at that.
She missing a chromosome for sure. Hope you feeling okay, big man. Thanks for powering through.
I'm going to see how much longer I got in me. Probably not much longer, though.
We just ask people to not get in the habit if you can. We've been addicted. How long have you been addicted?
Since I was like 13.
Yeah, and I've been addicted since I was 18. So unfortunately, it's a very nasty habit. I am trying to quit. It's not the easiest thing in the world. So I just want to touch on that for a second.
Yeah, because when I look at you two, the thing I think of is restraint. Common decency. Those are the words that come right to my mind.
Since you are going to be hearing about alcohol and seeing us smoke. Another thing that we do as far as like rules go, when I'm in little mode.
Oh, little mode. When she's in little mode.
One of my biggest rules is don't talk back to daddy. Don't say mean things to daddy. Don't say big words to daddy.
You hear that? Those are also the rules for Daywave. Don't talk back to daddy. Don't be mean to daddy. And don't say mean things to daddy. You got it? when I'm in little mode, which is what I call when I'm on live on day wave, those are the rules. Those are the day wave rules. I want them all to be followed at all times.
Yeah, can you grab that really quick? Okay, like this one. This is my zero tolerance behaviors. I've got cussing at daddy, yelling at daddy, degrading daddy, calling him like a liar, an asshole, a prick, or anything degrading, throwing things, breaking things, any destruction of daddy's stuff.
Those are basically the day wave rules too. So you guys know, just follow those rules, you'll be fine.
And what happens when I do a zero tolerance behavior?
She will definitely get punished quick.
Like this week, so last week I was a naughty little and I cussed at daddy, I yelled at daddy, and I broke one of the daddy's things. So I was really, really naughty. And I got Subway taken away from me this week.
Like the sandwiches?
I've not had Subway all week. And it makes me sad because I love Subway.
Yeah, you do like the kind of people that would like fucking Subway subs. That's the trashiest of all subs, by the way. People that like Subway should be fucking quarantined.
So I've definitely learned my lesson, but that was my punishment this week. Like, he still makes sure I'm fed. Like, this week we ate egg rolls.
Oh, really? You're fed? Couldn't tell.
And burritos and chicken.
Yep.
He makes sure I eat. But he'll take away things that are a privilege. Like any extra thing that I don't absolutely need. Like, okay, for example, this month I asked him if I could have another stuffy. And he said, as long as...
Another what? Stuffed animal?
As long as you're good. So I already have stuffies and it's not something I absolutely need. So if I'm naughty, I'm not getting a stuffy.
Basically, I just take away things that is not a necessity.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not going to sit here and condone negative actions.
No.
At all.
Nope.
But I'm sort of doing everything I can to make her life simple.
Mm-hmm.
I don't deserve that.
When I think of you guys, I think of very simple people, so it's working.
Yep.
So I will put my foot down on certain things. Yep. Sometimes she gets a little crabby, I let it slide. When it gets out of hand, that's when I'm like, that's it, I'm done.
Yep. Usually when I get crabby, I'm tired or I'm hungry. And he usually knows which is which, or I need some alcohol. What? Lighter? Tobacco. Oh, tobacco. My bad. But usually he knows if I need alcohol, I'm hungry, I'm tired, or all three. Sometimes I'm just a total bitch, and I'll be completely honest about that. Sometimes I'm just a total bitch, and I get in trouble for that.
Yep.
I do. I get in trouble. Another thing I'd like to touch on as far as the lifestyles go, consent is a really big thing, which is why we had that list printed out, and we...
Well, nobody gave me a fucking consent paper to sign to watch this. I kind of feel I should have been able to consent to this. I really do. What's up? What's up, guys? What donations we got?
Whoa! Look at that.
Gotta be nice to Royce. Completely understand.
Don't play this again. Why do you keep? Why do you keep?
Whoa! Look at that.
Thank you for finding Nate's dad, Royce. You are truly an American hero.
Oh, boy.
The reason why you guys got to listen to her was because of me. It's very ungrateful, because the reason why I even allow her to go on the internet is because of what good she can do for you guys. She's not singing right now because you people keep attacking her husband.
Fuck you!
He would make fun of my ass crack, and I would make fun of...
Oh, fuck.
Whoa! Look at that.
Thank you, Adonis.
He forgot to take her out of that outfit before ironing it. Her tits are flat, but on the bright side, wrinkle-free.
They are wrinkled-free, but they really did deflate.
Whoa! Look at that.
Thank you, Permafrost.
People like this is why we need another world war or pandemic. Thin out the chaff, filter the gene pool.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
Oh, look at that. look at Dave.
Oh, look, it's my favorite rapper, Royce da 6 foot under.
That's not... Okay, look, first off, it's Royce da 5'9". And secondly, I like Royce da 5'9", to be honest with you. And not just because he has my namesake.
We went through what I am okay with and what I'm not okay with. And we've actually sat down on many occasions and actually talked about how severe I'm okay with certain things. Like, okay, I barely touched on it, but in the last video I talked about I like bruises. So we've sat here and we've talked about how badly I want to be bruised and how severe I'm okay with it, when to stop, etc., etc. Yeah,
like, for example, she likes being caned, I guess you could say, where you basically take a rod and spank her on her areas like thighs. Legs.
Why do you need so much to come?
Yep.
But stuff like that. And we're working on how far she can take, how extreme.
Yep.
So it's a slow working process to build a tolerance or how much she's willing to endure.
Yes.
I wouldn't take it overboard because now you're going into the borderlines of abuse.
Please, please take it overboard. For the love of God, take it overboard.
Extreme abuse.
Yep. Another thing I would like to comment on too, another thing we do too is we do have a different type of relationship.
Basically, I don't mind her playing the field per se.
Basically, the way it works is I can fuck whoever I like within rules. It's always a one-time deal. It's always a one-night stand type deal, NSA, no strings attached type thing. That way, no feelings ever get attached. He knows everything, always, unless specifically told otherwise. There's rules like STD free is a must, drug drama free is a must. I usually prefer guys between the ages of 27 to 40. I do usually
look at his face. Look at his face. Look at his face and tell me that that's what he wants. Tell me that that's what he wants.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone.
You know,
narrow streets of cobblestone.
That's why everyone, you're all like, oh yeah, look how much that this guy has her in control. No, he doesn't. She puts up with all this stuff because she wants her Carrabba's dinner and her Subway's and a fuck dudes.
I go for older guys rather than guys younger or guys my age, just from personal experience. My experience have always been better with an older male rather than a younger one or a man my age.
Yeah, it's called maturity.
It is called maturity. I mean...
Yeah, because when I look at you, what I think of is a mature couple.
Scientific fact, men do not mature until they're between the ages of 27 and 35. Sometimes they don't mature until they're 45. Scientific fact. Women...
That's not a scientific fact. You just made that up. And I'm not going to believe somebody... I'm not going to believe anyone that's trying to quote scientific facts that's fucking tits look like plantains.
However, do mature between the ages of 22 and 26. So, now, as I said before, I am bisexual. Happy Pride Month, by the way. It is Pride Month, by the way. And so I do mess around with other women. I also am okay with him messing around with other women. Same rules apply. NSA, one-night stand type deal. I have to know everything. Another rule we have for each other when it comes to this is pics and videos are a must.
Yes.
The pics and videos don't go anywhere. They go on his computer in a coded, locked folder. Hell, I don't even know where this folder is. I know it's on there, though. And the reason why we do that is so we can have proof of the different things we've done with other people. And the way we...
So you have to film your one-night stands?
Put it is, and this isn't trying to be derogatory, but it just brings more excitement to more thrill in our sex life. We still have sex. Our sex is fucking amazing, but this brings more of an excitement and thrill into it. Also, everybody else is just sex toys in our little game. Literally, that's how we look at it. Just sex toys in our little game. Nothing more, nothing less.
And basically, I found a guy catch her sleeping in a bag. Girl, and I punish her for it.
Yep.
In a good way.
In a good way. Definitely a good way. Yeah, I like being punished.
So, basically, she has a cake in 82.
She's had way too much cake in 82.
I'm okay with it because I'm talking about relationship.
Yep, me too.
So that's why no matter who she's with, as long as they're clean and respectful, we're all good.
Yep. Well, this concludes this video. If you have any questions or anything else or comments, please feel free to comment below. I do plan on touching on some other topics, maybe going more into my pet play in the next couple videos, maybe actually showing you in my pet play. I also plan on doing a video where you actually get to watch me being in little space and kind of what I do when I'm in little space. That kind of
these little space people are the fucking dregs of society.
Thing.
And to all our viewers, I don't have to say one thing to say. Watch our video, hit like, or I'll come punish you.
Yeah, I'm not worried about you, pal.
He's joking, I promise. Okay, y'all, y'all have a...
joking.
Yes, he is.
I will come over there and spank you.
Well, I figured if I was sick, you guys should be at least sick to the stomach. I don't want to be the only one that feels like poop, so... let's see here. What donations do we have?
Whoa! Look at that.
Just got paid. Here's your cut.
Well, thank you. Much appreciated. Thank you, MK.
Whoa! Look at that.
There's something missing from het breasts, but I just can't put my finger on it. Dum.
Filling. They have a lot of skin, but not a lot of filling. It's like a deflated basketball. Or like a
Whoa!
Deflated dodgeball.
Look at
Thank
that.
You, A.K. Allen. $3. All right, guys, look, I'm done. I made it actually longer than I thought I would. I got to go take a nap if I'm going to be able to do ROTC later. Thank you guys for all donations. You guys really were great. I'm sorry if my energy wasn't as good as it could have been, but... Look, I did it. I'm glad I entertained you as much as I could. I'm going to take some Tylenol. I'm going to lay down. I'll be up for ROTC in a little over 4 hours. Make sure you're there. Make sure you're there. Thank you so much, guys. I hope I provided some form of entertainment. I know it wasn't 2 hours. I feel ashamed for that. I really, really do. I feel very ashamed. But I hope all of you have a fantastic, amazing, and better than I, Daywave. Bye. Bye.